Now that's how you make a t-shirt.
Man.
That's how you, it, on the back of the t-shirt, it's Chris Morales' initials
yes.
in a circle with a line through them. It says Effin' Friday. And on the front is Team Mason and a picture of me from a Rams game. Oh, I love that, man.
And the ESPN font, too, as well.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Cappy, it's Super Crosstalk time. Where the hell are you?
Standing right here.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. Yeah. Hit it to him. Hit it to Mason.
Mason.
That's the strategy.
Are we already into the gummies, sir?
Hit it to Mason. It
only, already hit the
his
gummies.
Jersey only has his name on the back.
Yeah.
And his back was to you, so if you couldn't see that, alas.
I understand. Have you already hit the gummies?
And you're in the outfield.
Or no? No gummies yet?
I have no comment on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he's
fair enough.
In there.
It's been a great show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's been a great show.
I loved it.
So, do you hear we're going to do the Jason Varitek thing where we all drink a shot of tequila right before the game?
Oh, that sounds great.
Like the Red Sox did when they were down 0-3
to the Yankees. Beto Duran in the building.
Beto Duran is here.
Sweet. In the building.
Beto Duran.
It's Beto Duran.
Beto,
go to your locker room. You can go to your locker room, Beto. Don't cross this path. Other way.
Showing up like he's in the bigs,
dude,
right?
What are you like? What's with the slippers, man?
I like it.
Come on, he's gonna turn an ankle out here.
He's in the bigs,
right?
He's got so many people. You know, he walks on rose petals. You know, by the way, that's why he doesn't need very much footwear.
Looks like an all-star.
Everywhere he goes,
Beto Duran.
You know that handmade signs are really impressive.
Yeah, like,
that shirt is great. Everybody has got a sign. Blunts, no bunts, just blunts. I love that.
Yeah.
That's rad.
This is Sanjay. I met this guy. This is the guy I met after we went to Play It Again Sports to pick up the gear for the team at Barney's Beanery. You're the one. Come here. What's going on, man? So anyway, I was reminding him that when I saw you, you said, man, I was listening to the show after the Mandy's all Monday when you guys were talking about it. I'm not going to miss this event. I'm glad you made it out. This is what we call a listener payoff.
Oh, right cool, man.
Listener payoff.
Awesome. Very cool. Thank you.
So awesome.
Round of applause for listener payoff.
That's why we do all this.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
I mean, it's summertime. We've got – you know, I don't know if you noticed, but there's not necessarily a lot going on right now.
Nah, not quite.
It's not the heart of sports season, so we're looking at things to goof around and screw around and to get the brand out there. So I think it's fantastic.
This is part of the reason why I was trying to point out. I don't need to be painted as some hard ass because this is a dream come true to me.
Oh,
you
really?
Have to understand, like, working in radio all these years, doing all sorts of goofy bits that I probably didn't actually care about.
Right.
This is genuinely pretty cool. It's All-Star Weekend. We're out here with all these fans.
Yeah.
We're playing a softball game. This is a 10 out of 10 user experience for me.
All-Star Weekend in L.A.
Correct.
Yeah.
So now,
hosting.
You know what happens?
What?
Here's what happens.
We get drunk.
Well, that.
Oh.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But what happens is people are landing right now at LAX.
Right.
Yeah.
They're landing as far south as John Wayne. They're landing in Burbank right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're landing in Long Beach, and what they're doing is they're in from all over the country. The media and all the agents.
Everything's converging.
The whole baseball world, MLB world, is converging on Los Angeles.
Yes.
Right. So now everybody gets into their car and they're like, "What's the sports radio station of LA?" And it's
obviously
clearly ESPN 710, right?
Yeah.
So people get in their car, they turn us on right now, and they're all from other parts of the country, and they're going, "What are these guys doing today?"
Right.
They're saying, "Wait, these guys have got, I don't know, 5 or 6 million people here this afternoon."
Yeah.
And they're playing a softball game.
Yep.
For the All-Star Friday.
Yeah.
Great.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. Now, are you gummied up?
Are you playing?
Because 8 million was a kind of
you seem a little
conservative estimate. It's clearly 15.
No comment, but it's going to be a great show.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go.
So what do you think about the bags are anchored? That's a plus.
What do you mean the bags aren't anchored?
I mean, so sometimes, depending on what league you play in, those aren't you don't necessarily get a pegged base. You have to tie that thing down.
Did you say they're not anchored?
They are.
They are anchored.
That was a question.
It's a professional setup here.
A facility of this magnitude probably wouldn't have
it. I'm just hoping to make it to a base.
No, the reason why it matters is because when you go sliding into it, it doesn't give.
No one's sliding.
You're the only one sliding.
Okay.
No one else is going to slide.
I'll bet you that somebody tumbles over a bag at some point.
No, but
that's called falling.
You're going to full-on slide.
Same difference. The bag's not going to move. The human is.
Yeah.
Mace plant 2.0.
Yeah.
Mace plant's happening going around third.
That counts.
Are you questionable? Are you doubtful? How would you describe
game time decision?
Current condition.
Doctors' decisions are not coaches' decisions.
Oh.
The clapper says, "How are you?" That will not.
How are you?
That will not necessarily determine what the team decides.
Are you getting the shot on air?
I would love to.
Oh,
I really would.
That'd be cool.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I mean, just anything.
With you, Kaplan, whatever you do, make sure it's on social media.
Right.
Your social media stuff is hopping.
Just keep your clothes on.
Yeah, it is.
It's, it's so hopping that today when you got here, you're like, wait, what do you mean got hurt? I didn't hear about that.
I did not see this 9-panel.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
That's a storyboard.
Yeah, you know who this gentleman is?
That's literally a I do know how that guy is. I've seen his videos on social.
That is Casper Villa.
Yeah, you are cool, bro.
And this guy.
That guy's awesome. This guy's awesome.
Okay.
He's got to save it for the show. And by this show, I mean this show. Right.
Yeah.
After. Exactly.
Yeah. Wait till you see what he's got in the bag.
My bat guy is on the way. That's all going to be lovely.
Your bat guy's on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
Got bats for everybody, bro.
I'm here
to make sure everybody has a good time. I'm not here to boss people around the bases. I'm coming bearing gifts.
Now, you guys still, you remain the favorites to win this.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Cappy, I believe so. You guys have too many question marks in your roster.
Lots of question marks.
You know,
we've done a lot this week in terms of interviewing the players on our team.
Right.
Yeah.
To kind of get to know what their deal is.
Psychological makeup.
Well, yeah. We also wanted to find out some background as well.
Right. Sure.
And I think what we have found is, like Kurt Sandoval, who you just spoke to, right?
Yeah. Nice man. Didn't give me his phone number. He never returned a text.
Playing a 10-year game of phone tag, apparently.
Yeah.
He said yesterday on the air that after the Rams draft house fiasco between you two,
yes,
that he then texted you and John and that you ghosted him.
Absolutely.
He didn't give me the number for
10 years. I'm texting the wrong number. His kid never tells him you're getting texts from this guy and you should do it. And so why would I let the ice thaw now?
But why?
I've got a grudge.
Right. But don't you think your grudge should be against his kid?
A little bit. You love beefing with kids.
Yeah, what is your...
This
what
is the second your... kid beef you brought up today in terms of the man who injured you as well.
That's true.
You're going after the kids.
I just feel like he's the guy who should... He had the phone.
What do you have against kids?
No, nothing against kids. Love kids. I mean, I will say this. Earlier today when you were playing those kids in Little League, Mike hated those kids.
You hated them? Why?
Hated those little kids.
What you don't know is that I posted that in the Sedano and Cap community, and I said, this is Mace practicing before.
Yeah. Seriously? A kid said
when you were playing that, I thought you were going to say that. I was like, oh, he doesn't
know. I didn't know you posted it. It's great video.
It's hilarious.
It's really funny.
That kid is amazing. I mean, Little League kids mic'd up is a genius programming.
It's a brilliant idea.
How can you hate those kids?
Just because I was driving down the road and I was listening to them,
Had you seen the video before?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it.
Jorge, do we have that? Can we play that for Cappy? He really loves the kids mic'd up playing Little League. Do you have that?
How this jersey fits.
I think.
Everything.
No, maybe not. Clinton. We're in changeover time. It may be Laura.
Don't play it.
I got a small because I don't like big jerseys.
Everything's going to fit you,
Clinton. Is it going to be too big?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Here's what's embarrassing.
Am I going to be in a parachute is what my
Let me see what you got, Mace.
What's embarrassing. This is me, 23.
Don't tell me you have a double XL. Yeah.
Double XL.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
2XL.
That looks like a tablecloth.
Right from the 90s.
It's way too big for me.
Yeah, I was like that. I don't think way too big.
Is this too big for me?
No, you look good.
Thank you. Because I usually would get a large, but I decided to go extra large because, like you, I'm feeling a little bloated right now.
I'm a little,
you know,
I'm a little
like I'm just a little bloated.
What'd you eat for lunch, bro?
I haven't even really eaten lunch, you know.
I broke down.
No, I just feel like generally in life.
Got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
I broke down last night and ordered donuts.
You did?
Oh,
yeah.
For you.
Yeah. We had them sent to your place.
I said I needed the energy for today.
I had an old fashioned this morning.
So you had donuts yesterday.
So good.
You know, people sleep on an old fashioned.
Oh, no.
Old fashioned.
No, those are the only donuts I eat.
Yeah, old fashioned.
The only donuts I eat are bread.
Like, yeah.
That's it.
DK's donuts takes an old fashioned. They dip it in chocolate. And so it's a chocolate-covered old-fashioned.
That's nice. Forget it.
Stop it.
The best.
Yeah, that's a nice donut.
DeMarco, what level of seriousness are you approaching this game with?
Well, it's starting to drop now that Clinton said he's not serious.
No, it's not that I'm not serious. It's just
they
that
told me
serious,
he's like coming spikes up. So.
I'm going to protect myself. Here's what I said to a bunch of kids when I filled in for a day at a baseball camp literally 2 weeks ago. I said it's easier to have fun if you work hard. That's what I tell all kids who I teach how to play. That's my like life philosophy.
Well, collectively, I think we've spent about an hour getting ready for this.
Yes.
Collectively. And as a group.
Fair enough.
Where's your coolers?
Now, I feel good about Beto.
Beto's got too much to do.
I feel good about Beto being on my team.
That's our equalizer.
He's your
glue guy.
He's your vocal leader.
Yeah, he is. He's a glue guy.
He's absolutely your vocal leader.
Can he play?
Yeah, he can play.
He can play.
Yeah, he's probably he might be the best player here.
We okay. should mention, if yeah, you're driving around is. Right now, we are talking to you live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams. It's at 2100 South Azusa Avenue. The entire Shedano and Cappy show is about to be performed live right here with the big CY in for Shedano.
Just wanted to say, glad you guys updated on the where to go versus where not to go while you were live on the air. That was genuinely important because I told the guy who was driving me, I was like, do not go this far. We have gone too far.
Yeah, if you so go to the shopping exactly, center, you went too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, we knew exactly.
I came the other direction. I went past the shopping center and then turned right. I think you turned in and turned left.
I did.
Yeah.
So there are multiple ways in.
Correct. Well, no, same way in.
The point is, tonight, everybody is invited.
Yes.
So Mandy Awards was a thing where you bought tickets and everybody was fantastic. There's 1,000 people and it was brilliant. Today, this is wide open to the public. Everybody can come out, see the radio happen, be part of the softball bash, be part of the 710 softball, all-star softball game. And I actually feel like as an we're a live dog.
Okay.
We're all a right. live underdog.
All right.
Live dog, huh?
Live not dog.
Bad. Wait, if this were a horse race, what would your odds be?
6-1.
6-1.
Yeah. Wow.
And what are we?
2-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Does that feel right?
I don't understand.
No.
No?
Doesn't feel right?
No, I'm with Clint. I don't get that at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm not good at odds.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't gamble. I love money, so.
You don't gamble at all?
No. I like money too much.
Cappy, are you a gambler?
No.
You own horses.
Just horse racing.
That's a pretty big gamble.
That's a big gamble.
Yeah. It is.
You told me how much it would cost to get into your syndicate.
Right. Are you in?
No.
You and John Ireland should split it.
I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Everybody should.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you, no do.
Way.
You do.
No.
You do?
I don't have horse racing money.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So that's what you're saying.
Correct.
See what he's saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't have horse racing money.
Right.
Which I understand because you're throwing it down the toilet. That I get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's money lost. But
it's a real-life guilty conscience.
And you lost for the year. The last time you did this, you were a loser for the year, right?
Yeah. So, like, we started our season with, you know, I mean, we...
By the way, I'm glad Sedano's not here. He hates when you talk about the horses.
Well, it is a fun... It's reality radio, Mace, is what it is.
I know it is.
Okay.
Shout out to Ken Rudolph.
All right. And so...
So you lost.
We lost money.
Yeah.
You sounded like you weren't supposed to reveal that publicly.
That's what it
sounded
like,
right?
No, it's fine.
Sounded like you said something you weren't supposed to say.
Truth. There's an issue there.
We know. We open our books for everybody. Everybody can see what we do.
Oh, really? It's very. Like, blockchain? It's nice, public to everybody?
No, it's not, but it should be on blockchain. It's not.
Blockchain.
It should live on the blockchain.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
I don't even know what it is, but I hear people talk about it. And so I like to say blockchain, but I don't really know what it means.
Yeah, somebody recently said to me, and I don't know why they asked me this, they're like, so what is your opinion of current market conditions? And I went,
somebody asked you that question?
Yeah.
And who the hell would ask you, what do you think
we're
of current market
conditions? We're out at a softball
conditions?
Game talking about crypto?
No. Well, anyway, I don't know why this person asked me this. I was like, and so in an effort to like try to sound smart,
I
felt like,
you owed
why
him
is
something.
He asking me this? I'm not the guy. You want to talk about what's going on with the Dodgers this week?
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm your guy. You know what I mean?
Well, what'd you give him? What answer?
I was like, well, you know, with what's going on in China right now. You know, and then of course the war. You know,
nice.
You know, and then
that's two.
COVID is still a big thing to consider.
What are you?
Interest rates and
human downer.
You know, and I was like, so I just said things.
Yeah.
Things that I've heard.
Right.
I don't even really know what they mean.
Right. Like thought experiment.
We have an update from Ramona Shelburne.
Okay.
Free gaming with Del Taco.
No, really? Wait. Tell her she should bring some fries.
I told her to bring me some. So
yeah, everybody says their fries are fire.
Oh, Del Taco
and fries.
They're bussy.
So good. No, they're not. Bus? No.
I thought we agreed you weren't going to say that with other people around.
They're not. No, let's not.
I don't even know. What is bussing?
You know what? You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're on your own. Until crosstalk is over, you explain.
What
is
that?
You're on your own.
Just forget he said it.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, just forget he said it.
They're not.
Yeah,
the fries are not bussing.
I keep trying to use it, and everybody's telling me I'm using it wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly, they don't even want you to repeat
it. It's a little bit more than a syntax thing.
Yeah.
It's a flavor thing, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it. My bad.
All right. Well, listen, this mayhem is going to continue.
Correct.
We are live, and I guess I'm going to go to the batting cage and see.
Yeah.
Just try to make some
contact.
I'm going
with you.
Yeah. You coming to DeMarco?
Yeah.
See what it feels like.
We are live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex. It is going to be a fun night here. Jim Beam, come as fans, leave as family. One of our sponsors tonight, 6 o'clock, home run, wiffle ball, bash. Listeners are going to be in there. And then at 7 o'clock, it's our 7:10 celebrity softball game. Team Mace versus Team Cappy. And by the way.
I like how you did that.
That was well done.
Yeah.
By the way, if you are not here for some reason, if you got like a family emergency and you can't come to West Covina,
that's the only real excuse,
yeah,
by the way.
Otherwise,
you can follow everything at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on YouTube. The play-by-play analysis from Keyshawn Johnson, Chris Morales, and our boss, Amanda Brown. Hey, thank you guys for coming out here. We appreciate you. See you tonight at the game. Shedano and Cappy next, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Friday, we are live with 710 All-Star Friday Night from the city of West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams. We got that theme song ready. The birthday girl back there, producer Laura. Let's hit it. Pump it up, pump it up.
Ding, da, da, do. Travis and Slee out here getting nightmares seeing you doing that live, just like the Mandy's.
Wow.
The one and only Scott Cowley. The big CY, Christian Yates.
What up?
Tonight is the night that Team Cappy takes the crown.
Yeah.
Make some noise, everyone. Come on. It's a Friday party. Get on down here, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Be sure to go to the right place and come up the road all the way. Go to your left, right?
That's what I said.
That's left.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
How you feeling, my man?
Dude. How we doing?
Dude.
The shoes are off. The toes are out on the cement. Is that a pregame ritual you do?
It's just that, Clinton, the ice bag is just dripping. You know, first of all, it's 5,000 degrees out here in West Covina. It's a wonderful, beautiful afternoon.
But it's going to cool off, so that's why you got to get your butt over here.
Yeah.
And your family and your friends and your coolers.
And by the way, I don't care, man. The heat doesn't bother me.
Oh, I see.
It might bother Team Mason. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, good. We're hydrating. You've got your sunblock on because I brought some.
Oh, I would love to borrow some.
I took a stop to Dick's Sporting Goods earlier, and we can go through the inventory of what I've got for the team in a bit.
I'm so glad you do have inventory because I also needed to check equipment with the coach.
Exactly. So we're all good to go, checked in. I've already been to a baseball game today when I went out to MLB's Compton Academy to see my friend Coach's team in the Commissioner's Cup for all the youngsters that are playing as part of the MLB All-Star Weekend here in L.A. So
how'd it go?
Went out to support them. They beat the brakes off of my hometown Academy's team, the Nats Academy. So that was cool, though, because my buddy did well. So I was happy to see that. Funny moment, he was coaching third, got a line drive down there. He didn't really know what to do with it because he could have missed it off the bat, and he took a tumble. Helmet fell off. He said he looked like Bob the Builder. So it was a pretty funny moment, but the whole crowd laughed. So hopefully we don't have any tumbles like that today.
Coach, I owe you an apology, though. Coach, I do.
Sir, appreciate this.
I owe you and our team an apology because I told you that I wanted to be prepared.
Yes.
I don't like to go into something like this unprepared.
Yes.
So I went out last night to work on my game a little bit. I wanted to make sure I had my pitching down. I wanted to take a couple of hacks.
Right.
You know? And Coach Yates, I tossed this ball perfectly.
Okay.
Kid up to bat, hits the ball, bing, like just a dart. I'm talking like 120 miles an hour off the bat.
Oh, yeah, sure, all right. Okay. Exit velo was pretty strong, right? StatCast was all over it, from what I understand.
Hits me directly in the middle of the shin.
Let's talk about the part in between the two things you just described. What did you do when the ball went off the bat?
I looked at it. I saw it coming at me. And it was almost in slow motion, and there was nothing I could do to get out of the way. There was nothing I could do to protect myself.
I see. Father time.
The ball hit my leg, and my leg went.
Sounded like a cantaloupe?
It just immediately, right. It just made this sound,
right.
And it exploded. And I had to get to ice right away.
Yeah.
And I've been working with my orthopedic doctor.
Hold on. So you went to ice right away,
yeah.
And then you did what exactly? You went to get pizza with the ice.
That's right.
Of team rule.
Right. I went out to get pizza, wine, salad.
Wine is a good anti-inflammatory, so we don't mind that. That's fine. But walking around on it, that could have been dangerous.
What I need now, though,
yeah?
Is I need a little bit of advice. We've got a great crowd here this afternoon. How's everybody feeling out here today?
We doing good?
Okay, listen, it's very important. Listen to me. It's very important that we let everybody who's listening on radio understand the magnitude of the crowd that is here this afternoon. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Here, let's try this. Here we go. Love Boat. One more time. Love Boat. All right, that gives you an idea of the thousands and thousands of people that are already here in West Covina.
The call and response is just thundering.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Clinton, as I go out last night to pitch, I'm like, I need real advice.
Sure.
There's somebody here. I don't know. There is somebody here who I know is a real pitcher, like a CIF championship caliber pitcher. Where is this young person? Right here. Is this you? Are you Jillian? Come on up here. Hey, guys, I heard you were here. Oh, this is great. Come on over here. I heard you were here. This is
tremendous. You got somebody who actually knows what they're doing.
Right.
As opposed to your crazy family.
Right.
I'm messing with you.
Hi there. Here we go. How you doing?
Good, what's up?
Hi.
I'm Clinton.
Jill.
How you doing, Jill?
Hey, Jill. I'm Scott. How are you? Nice to meet you. All right. So, look, last night I go out to pitch, right? And I haven't played softball in like 25
Mechanics,
years.
Mechanics, low-key terrible.
You know? And this kid with an illegal bat hits the ball right off of it and hits me directly in the shin. I've been in agonizing pain now for about 24 hours or so. Orthopedic doctors, physical therapists, you name it, I got it, right? Give me a little bit of advice, because you're a CIF championship pitcher, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think. What should I do?
Show her your motion.
Yeah, here. Watch.
Here, hold on.
What do you think? Take a look. What do you think? Do you like it?
Not really.
No, you don't think it looks very good?
No.
So this young lady, guys, let me tell you guys a crazy story. I read about this girl. This girl is the Orange County Athlete of the Year.
I don't see any of y'all who can claim to be that. Make some more noise, all right? This is quite an achievement.
But wait a second. Wait a second. Because I read about you. I know who you are, kid. Let me tell you something. When I tell you, she's probably, soccer player maybe? Volleyball player? All CIF. Undefeated high school baseball career as a pitcher in baseball. This girl right here. Give it up. Give it up.
Thank you.
Dude, I read about you. How do you play high school baseball?
It's impressive.
Explain that to us, if you don't mind.
I just got a great opportunity, and I really worked hard to earn my spot. And yeah.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
And what made you play baseball? We think girls softball, boys baseball. Explain it to us.
So my parents put me in it. My mom did. And
where's mom?
Right there.
Hi, mom.
Hey.
Yeah, mom.
And I've been playing it since I was three, and I just stuck with it. Never switched. I fell in love with the game.
That's what I'm talking about. Stuck with it, didn't switch, fall in love. That's a great way to learn how to play baseball.
All right, so what high school did you play baseball at?
Anaheim High School.
Anaheim High. And in your baseball career in high school, tell me about some stats. What was your record overall?
11-0.
Playing baseball. Have I mentioned playing baseball? Any other girls playing baseball?
I know a few friends.
All right, yeah. But were anybody playing in the high schools and stuff?
Not near me.
No, you see? 11-0, and in the championship game,
yes.
How much did you pitch?
Nine innings.
CG.
Yeah. What was the score of the game?
2-1.
Who won?
Estancia.
They won.
Yeah.
Who had the RBI for your team?
I did.
Yeah. What was your batting average?
I don't remember.
What do you think?
Over 300.
Over 300. This is the female athlete of the year for Orange County playing baseball, guys. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know how I found this out?
How?
I met two guys earlier today. One guy's name is Michael. One guy's name is David. And these guys are your high school coaches, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Here they come. Here, these guys, they got something they want to say. They said, if I had a chance to talk to you, me and Clinton... that they wanted to say something.
What's up, gang? How we doing? Thanks for coming out.
I'm good. Good. Thank you for having us here. So, Jill, I did nominate you to be an honorary for the Honorary ESPY Awards. You did end up winning. I feel all your accolades needed to be demonstrated, shown to the whole world, and Coach Reese and myself are extremely excited to let you know you won the award.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go.
You are an ESPY Award winner. Your story is incredible. Show everybody.
Show everybody what you got. There you go.
Take it out. Let them see it.
Yeah, can we get you to pitch tonight? We need you.
Yeah,
exactly. Take a look at this, everybody.
Exactly. Look at that.
Take a look at this. How about a round of applause for Jillian here? How about this? 11-0 pitching for Anaheim High School. So now the ESPYs. I mean, wow, you're an ESPY Award winner.
ESPY's coming up next Wednesday too.
Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Wednesday of next week.
Coach, tell us a little something about, do you think, the effort that Jill's made this season?
You know what? She's made a huge impact at our school. You know, since she arrived. Obviously, we don't always see a female athlete come in and pitch, but she just came out as a freshman and just did a tremendous job and just kept getting better throughout the years. And then just to have a, I think it was 22-0 career record, you know, pitching from her freshman year to her senior year, 11-0 as a senior. She was our ace and did a great, great job. And everything that she's been able to do, you know, I knew she had to be acknowledged for this. So I gave it a shot. I knew you deserved it, so.
I know a lot of times, you know, we say that coaches instruct kids, but in a situation like this, what did you learn from Jill in terms of how you guys were as coaches?
You know what? She just, I mean, having a daughter myself and seeing how she, there's a fight inside of her that I would want any athlete to have, not just on the field, but in the classroom as well, as a human. She's just phenomenal. She's exactly what a coach would picture to have of a student athlete.
What is? I'm just curious. Like, did you have any idea that anything like this was happening, Jill?
No, no one told me what was happening. I was so confused walking in.
What do you think about your coaches nominating you for this incredible honor?
It's crazy, and I'm really grateful. Thank you so much.
And now that you graduated high school, what are you going to do next? What do you got going on?
So
no pressure.
Yeah, I'm going to Cal State San Marcos to play softball.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And on a softball scholarship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, on a scholarship.
But you were playing baseball in high school.
Right.
How do they know you can play softball?
Well, I started travel last year.
Okay, so now you've gone back to
school. I think we've established that she's got skills.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Wow. Unbelievable story. Just incredible. Coaches, you guys, man. Great idea.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You better get that thing back in the box. Keep it safe. You know what I mean?
What do you say, Coach?
No, any sport you put her in, she's going to compete. So she's a competitor. I'm glad she gets to compete at the highest level and continues to keep doing what she loves doing. So,
incredible. Awesome. Hey, how about a round of applause, everybody, for these coaches and for this ball player.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Absolutely. Good job. Congrats.
Let me ask you a question really quick before you go. What's more nerve-wracking? In a championship game pitching against all dudes, right, or coming on the radio with a bunch of dudes?
Probably this.
Yeah. Yeah. Was this nerve-wracking?
Yeah, a little. Yeah. Just because I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you called me up when I didn't know what was happening.
And now how you feel? Now you're starting to relax? You chill?
Yeah.
You want to stick around?
If you want.
We got stuff to do, bro. I got to show you some other special stuff.
All right.
She's great.
All right, congratulations. One more time, Jillian, coaches, David, Michael, congratulations. Anaheim High, man. Awesome. Good for you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so emotional for me. Gosh. Oh, my God. Say it one more time. Wait, oh, you're going to go try out for the women's? Tell me.
So I go out next week to try out for women's national team, USA Baseball.
Okay.
USA Baseball?
Yeah.
All right. You want to play baseball in the Olympics or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, dude, I'm keeping in touch with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow your career.
Thank you.
All right. Right on.
So we got, dude.
Tell me.
First of all, this was tremendous. Love being able to support the community and give people the props they love for playing the games and being the members they are of the community. And on the other side, you might have seen what just walked in here.
Yeah, I did.
Describe what you're looking at on to your right.
So someone just pulled up with probably 20 to maybe two dozen boxes that says on the top of it, Rudo Bats. And Clinton, I can see names.
Yes.
On the boxes.
I'm going to tell you when we get back from the other side a story about another community situation, which is why we all have personalized bats, courtesy of my man Kip, who just got here.
All right, we are live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex, and let me start off this afternoon by thanking everybody who's here right now. Hey, thank you guys for coming out, and I know a lot of people are on their way in. We're at 2100 South Azusa Avenue. We're broadcasting until 6:30, and then it's time. It's time for wiffle ball. It's time for softball. Oh, this is going to be a great afternoon. Get on down here. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
in Southern California chill all summer long. It is 710 All-Star Friday Night, a live imaging Friday. Cappy and the big CY Clint Yates in the house today.
What up, kiddos? Happy Friday, my favorite day of the week.
Team Cappy, are you ready?
We are ready to roll. Our team is ready, prepared. We are here to win.
I just saw that ringer, though, from Team Mace, Matt Burke.
He's wearing our jersey, by the way. That's a massive mix-up.
So that is huge.
That's
isn't
a
it?
Major switch change or whatever, team change, if that actually happens.
Don't forget, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Put that in your navigation system if you're headed on over here, or your Waze or your Google Maps, because that's the way to get here. Mm-hmm. If you put it in normal, you're going to end up 9 minutes away. So if you want to get here, yeah, we did it earlier. Oh. It's filling up. Get on over here. Bring your coolers, your lawn chairs, your umbrellas. Get ready for a party Friday night right now. Cappy and Clinton Yates.
Thank you, Chris Morales. It is Live Imaging Friday. Hashtag LIF.
Lebo. All right, so the scene is you know, spreading out here. Yeah. We're getting closer and closer to the game, and I told you guys that I don't come here trying to scowl at and tell people what to do. I come bearing gifts so that everybody can have more fun. And one of those gifts that just arrived was what we call a pallet of bats. And they're courtesy, my man Kip Rizzo. Can we get Kip a microphone
here? Yeah, let's get Kip
so
a mic.
We can talk to him.
Come on
around
here.
There we go. So let me tell you guys a quick story.
Yeah, tell it to us.
During the pandemic, I got a message from a guy that said, hey, buddy, I've been making bats for a while. I'm not really sure where I'm going with this. Can you help a brother out in any way possible? And I was like, I get a lot of requests for a lot of things, but there was something genuinely earnest about it. We didn't live in the same place at all. And I said, you know what? Yeah. Let me see what you got. He sent me some bats that were personalized. It was funny. They were cool. I swung with them a little bit. They were excellent. So I said, you know what? Let me put him in contact with some people I know. Next thing you know, he's meeting some people that are at youth academies, and then he's got to figure out how to get physically involved, because in order to be able to sell bats to MLB things, you actually have to do some certification. At that point, Kip goes through and does every single step. And now, where are you these days, Kip? How's the bat business doing? What's your latest?
I'm an MLB certified. I supply bats for base MLB players and all levels. I'm originally from Kenya myself, so I didn't know a lot about baseball.
Right.
I didn't play T-balls and everything, but I found my way to get into the industry. I love the game, and I worked every way possible to get myself in, and bats became an opportunity for me. And Clinton Yates. Clinton Yates answered the cold DM, the battle of cold DM. That's why I'm here today. He answered, and I'm so grateful you have been sharing our work with your friends. And
No doubt, man. You're good, Kip.
Thank you. Way to be a connector, dude.
Unveil one of the bats. Can you find one, Funchy, that's got either Scott's name or mine on it?
Yeah.
So I asked him. I said, hey, I might need some bats from you. We got an event coming up. He said, how about I bring them to you in person? I didn't even know he was going to be here for the weekend. He said, I'll give you a treat as to what they look like. He sent me a teaser video. I was like, bro, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be joking. And sure enough, he came through with bats for every single player on the team to have one of their own. So tell me a little bit. This is the last thing I'll ask you. Tell me a little bit about what you did to put those together.
I had only two bats that made, and I was like, I'm going to bring it to this because I saw the flyer of ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to bring this. Clinton, he said, okay, can I bring it to you?
Yeah.
And Clinton was like, sure, come on. And he said, anything you want to bring, bring it over. And I was like, hey, we are manufacturers. We're going to make this happen within a few hours. So my kids, my wife, and everybody got in, hold hands together, and we made it in 2 days. And here I am with the bats because we manufactured them.
Wow, you're the man. Dude. Thank you so much.
Dude.
A family affair.
Wow.
So, Kip, appreciate you coming out.
I got to ask a question. You know me. I got to ask a question. I know, but he's nervous, man.
I'm not going to put him on the spot.
Don't be nervous. I got to ask you a question. First of all, I love your accent. Where are you from, man?
I'm from Kenya.
From Kenya? Really?
Yes, sir.
And how did you wind up getting into making bats? Like, I'm just curious about your story.
Actually, I grew up in a farm. So the process of making bats is all what I did growing up. The only difference is now is the designing and everything to fit the player, which I love doing. So I'm very much a tailor. I cut the wood based on your desires.
The needs of each one. So he's got bats in, you know, youth levels, and I think you had some stuff in Dick's Sporting Goods. We can get to that later. But,
really?
Man, I just want to say thank you for everything. This has been quite an experience.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a story,
ESPN
man.
ESPN LA. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man. Say what's up to Kip, all right?
Yeah,
this guy's
man.
A lifelong fan of the game. Spread some love.
All right, here,
all right, here we go.
Here we go.
Clint. So we got mine, all right?
By the way, great job, man.
Thank you, man. This is what I do. I bring people together around baseball in the game.
Yes.
So look at this. Let's get a good – do we have a camera? Is social here anywhere? No? Maybe not. Okay. So for those who can't see this, each one says ESPN LA – handcrafted for, and it's got my name, which is only important because every other person's has their name too.
Wow.
It says for Clinton Yates, 710 All-Star 2022. That's us.
How cool is that, man? Kip, way to go,
man. So everybody on the team is going to get one of these who was on the original roster, and I'm definitely going to swing this bad boy tonight because, you know, that's what we're here for. So look for yours, Scott.
Dude, I will. The thing that's super cool, I think Kip said that he made it seem like he drove cross-country to bring these bats.
He didn't drive.
I mean, that's what it sounded like, you know?
He didn't drive. He got on a plane, and I know that because we were tracking each other to make sure that he got here with the stuff.
Got you. Okay,
yeah, absolutely, man. Just a heck of a trip. Brought all the cargo. So.
But you know what's cool, man?
Yeah.
Is that when you you know, listen, totally real stuff here for a second.
Yeah.
Asking for help is a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know? Because you never know when you ask somebody for help that you might ask the right person who actually can help and is willing to help. And now – it's All-Star Weekend in L.A. This dude, where's he live? Where's home?
Do you know? Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Okay, so he lives in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
He's now enough in the industry to want to come out here.
And he met some people that I'd introduced him to before. He's making a work weekend of it. This is what we connect. This is how we connect the community. This is really a part of my real life.
Yes.
I don't just talk about it on the radio.
No, I'm with you, man. Great job.
So I got – okay, so what I mentioned is he's had some stuff in Dick's Sporting Goods, and earlier today I went – to Dick's to make sure of a couple things.
Okay, now hold on. Hold,
yeah,
what
where are we at?
What are you about to show us?
Well, hold on. Where are we at?
Okay. Where are we? Oh, we got a few minutes.
We got a few minutes. So I can show, the first thing, the most important thing, is I got this bad boy.
All right, what is this, Clinton?
This is an Igloo cooler, and I was very upset that they didn't have an orange one, old school Gatorade style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it could have looked exactly. So it could have looked like the old school. But
right on.
I've got the Gator juice right here. I've got a personal jobby. So I'm going to need somebody to make the actual Gatorade because we're on the air. Basically, until the game starts. So I might need a clubhouse, like a bat boy. We have a half hour? Okay. A bat boy or a clubby to help set this up, but we can do that later.
Are we looking for a volunteer bat boy?
Let's let it be somebody from the station, but sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of interns, you know.
We do have a lot of interns. So this is for our bench. This is for the Team Cappy bench.
The interns are like, no, dude.
They're like,
we don't
want to
go make your
water.
What about the Team Mace bench?
No,
I got it. The Team Mace bench is on their own. I was told there was a full
bar. Teammates here. We're all in the same boat.
I'm joking. You can – thank you, Laurie. We can put it in the middle. I got some sunscreen because, you know.
I got
have some of
it's
that,
not, it's that's the aerosol spray.
Yeah.
But here's the other stuff I got. I mean, as you know.
Let me see. Oh, hell
uno,
to the yeah.
Dos.
Yeah.
I got a lot more in here. Where
you
got to
have sunflower seeds.
I got about five bags of sunflower seeds. And then, of course, the pièce de résistance, double bubble.
Oh, nice.
Now the dugout is complete.
Okay.
You got the Gator juice. You got the sunflower seeds. You got the double bubble. Bueno.
You know, people have been criticizing you, Clinton Yates, for taking this too seriously.
No, I just like to have fun.
Right. And look what you got going on here.
Yes.
Sunflower seeds, double bubble gum. Personalized baseball bats for every player here tonight.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Go home and tell your friends. When your boy Yates shows up to the function, you're going to get something cool.
Yeah. That's how we do it. And then you got the cooler. And listen, I hope you don't mind, Coach.
I do not. What's up?
But what I brought to contribute to the dugout, I brought a big cooler of Coors Light.
Perfect.
On ice.
Perfect. That can sit right next to the this is the soft drinks and the beer. It's perfect.
Okay. All right. Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all summer long. I got a big old cooler in the back of my car because I kept seeing Beto Duran saying,
where is that guy?
He said, come meet me in the parking lot. I'm having a tailgate party. And he has Mas Cervezas in the parking lot.
I heard that.
So I brought a whole cooler of Coors Light because I figure, like, you know, it's kind of hot out there.
I haven't seen Beto since he showed up looking like he was walking into a big league clubhouse earlier today. Where did he go?
I don't know what happened to him.
So you like the bats?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Pretty cool. I wasn't messing around.
Dude, you're going to hit with this thing?
I don't know, actually, now that I think about it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a trophy, dude.
I think I might. I mean, why not? You know, he brought him to swing. That's what the purpose of what bats are.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people like, you know, game-used equipment.
Sure.
That becomes game-used memorabilia for
you. Auction it off.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? That'd be great. Next Mandy's. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, no, so I'm glad everything came together. Like I said, baseball's a community thing to me, so I got out and touched the people, and that's a lot of what I like to do, especially around All-Star Weekend when everybody from the baseball world is in town for a good reason. Fantastic.
Yeah, man, Can't beat it. This is going to be great. Now, Funchy, you are wearing the red jersey today of Team
Base. Yes, I am.
Whereas Clinton and I are rocking, we're rocking the white jerseys of Team Cappy. You've heard all these interviews all week. You know who the players are on our team. We've seen you hold a bat. I mean,
you were getting clobbered in the community.
What is it? It's not a hockey stick. Yeah.
I had
first of all, don't
any,
let him touch mine.
Come on, I barely
you got
had
your
any
own
room in a studio. You see how small that space was in a studio,
bro.
So.
You posted the batting cage videos.
Hey, I went 2 for 3.
Yes,
that's,
okay.
That's 66%.
Okay.
Are you worried though? Because Mason has now stocked his team. Clinton and I was a little nervous. I admit it. But Clinton taught me off the ledge. You know, he did. He told me. He said, hey, we're about us. He can add 6'6" sales guy. He can add fresh out of high school baseball guy. But we feel really good about our squad. How are you feeling about your team?
I'm feeling good about everything except for my fielding. I haven't really fielded. I haven't really caught the ball yet.
I didn't think
I was going to be producing the show at this time. I thought I'll be out over there, you know, warming up a little bit. But, you know. Hopefully, I get a chance to warm up and get some fielding.
Thank you, Laura. Excuses all over the shop. You knew this thing was happening for 3 months. You couldn't get a little workout in earlier?
No.
You had to try to pull a cap and get injured the night before?
Oh, no. I was cramping already just coming here.
Really? You're that dehydrated, huh?
Yeah. It's hot out here.
Speaking of which, I definitely need some water.
Yeah. Hydration is going to be key for us. We're going to need some waters. We've got all these interns. None of them want to be our ball boy.
That's fine.
None of them want to make our Gator.
That's fine.
I told you, I got two.
We reward accountability in this program, so we'll see how far that goes.
Okay, right on. Oh, wow, look at these guys. We'll be your
Thank
ball boys.
You. Okay, we'll all talk right. about that after all the show. Yeah,
we are here today at 2100 South Azusa Avenue. This is the West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams. I haven't been here in years since, like, my kid was playing travel ball, and we were schlepping all over Southern California every weekend. So I'm stoked to be here.
A live imaging Friday. 7-10 All-Star Friday night. You know a little Wachona, huh? Do you know, Cappy, what this is?
This is Beto Duran's walk-up song.
No.
Oh, it's not?
This goes way back.
Oh.
Hold on. Producer Jorge's walk-up song.
Oh, be honest.
Oh, it is?
What up?
Jorge's. Oh, you don't sound excited.
No, no,
and this
I am
used
excited.
To be a big part of the radio station a few years ago. Beto Duran knows about Wachona.
He don't know.
We
Nobody
can't hear it either, oh boy. It is 2100 South Azusa Avenue in the city of West Covina. The Sportsplex, Field of Dreams. Get on down here. We're broadcasting live until 6:30 p.m. But tonight, as the sun sets on West Covina, the action heats up, Cappy.
Yeah.
6 p.m., the home run wiffle ball bash with our great fans and listeners. And at 7 p.m., the 7-10 celebrity softball game, Team Mace versus Team Cappy. Now, if there's some reason why you can't be here tonight, did you know you can watch it? At ESPN Los Angeles on the socials.
I knew all that.
Live video streaming hosted by Keyshawn Johnson, our boss Amanda Brown, and myself.
Going to be great commentary.
Oh, I'm ready. I've got notes. By the way, I need a little background. Give me a nugget real quick, Clinton. Big CY.
About what? My
Something that I could tell a story about.
I once played baseball in Camden Yards with my travel team.
Boom. I'm going to go write that down. There we go.
That's awesome.
Sedano and Cap continues now.
The great Chris Morales, ladies and gentlemen, here on site for a live imaging Friday, hashtag LIF. So, Clinton.
Yes.
Obviously, you and I are both very excited.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have created a wager, per se.
Ah, yes.
I would like to have a little action on the game.
That's fine, but here's what I'm going to say. As my duties as coach and somewhat, you know, you're the captain, I'm the coach in some regards. This is one for me to weigh in on because I got other things going on. So your ideas, I will let you know if they are good or bad based on what you want to do.
In other words, you're focused on coaching
the
team.
I'm focused on the game.
Right.
You want to focus on that? That's fine.
Yeah.
We're a team.
Okay.
We will communicate together, but that's your focus, and I'll be the assistant.
Okay. Here comes Big DeMarco.
D-Booty.
D-Booty, number DeMarco's 75 in the house.
D-Booty in the house. D-Booty. Great.
Let me introduce you
Not
to somebody.
Not intimidating at all.
This is going to be one of these kinds of a shows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Let me introduce you to this young lady.
People coming through.
This is Roxanne Lerma.
Hi, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I see you've got your West Covina gear on.
I have to represent, just like you do.
Right. She is the assistant city manager here in West Covina.
Nice.
Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, what does that mean? Like, what's the story? Why are we talking to Roxanne other than you're just fantastic, right? And I love the shirt.
Thank you so much.
But tell us this park right here. This sportsplex Is this actually like the city-owned stuff?
It is the city-owned Sportsplex, so we are just excited that you selected this location to host your event. We're thrilled. We're over the moon. I'm over the moon. I'm over the moon that I get to talk to you, that you get to be on the radio, and I'm actually hearing myself. That's kind of cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
It is.
Pretty
it
cool,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, as someone who does who's done a lot of summer programming, if I will, in my life, what kind of numbers, if I may, do you guys get through here in terms of how many people in the in this area are getting through here every summer to enjoy the festivities in general of what you have to offer?
Well, what I want to tell you is that for West Covina Rec, we're really just starting to get our programs back up after the pandemic.
Okay.
We're focusing on our youth sports. We're focusing on adult sports because, let's face it, adults are just big kids. So really making recreation accessible through our programming, and then with the city taking over the Sportsplex, or really taking it back, just investing in these fields and making it available for our residents, our youth, our adults, just everyone, and of course you guys.
I love it.
What's super cool is, like, I always thought of these things as being called Field of Dreams, right? You know, and then because I did this already. You know what I mean? I've already gone through the whole travel ball circuit. I've traveled to every one of these Field of Dreams places, but I'm just interested, you guys, the city itself, you say took it back, right? So now you guys actually run this thing as a park here in West Covina?
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. That's the model that we're looking at. We've done quite a bit of work with getting our fields ready for play and just welcoming the community back in the space, getting everyone outside, out of doors, and being a community again after the pandemic.
Right on. Roxanne, sell it, man. Seriously, no, really, like, everybody wants to get back out. That's why, Roxanne, just to tell you, seriously, see all these people right here? All these people for the last 2 years have been saying the same thing, like, I want to get back, I want to get back around people. That's why we're able to bring all these folks together and bring them here to West Covina, because we all want to be together again.
You know, there's a lot of value in that, and I think sometimes people take that for granted, just that human interaction in that community, people coming together and having a good time. That's an important piece of, you know, being in California, being in West Covina, and being in this country.
Where do I get one of those?
Sister,
where do I get one of those cool shirts?
Yeah, pink like that.
You want a pink one?
Yeah, I want a pink one.
I have a pink one, and I have a lavender one.
Anything with that logo on it?
Yeah, I want pink.
Yes,
we'll get you a couple shirts.
Thank
you. We can definitely do that.
Because you know what? It'll match my equipment bag. Clinton, have you seen my equipment bag over here? That pink bag? That's me.
It's not bad.
That's me.
You know what? I have to say, that's a cute pink.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I reserve the word cute for just the right occasions, and I think this is one of them.
That's a cute pink bag, right?
Yes, who did I love it.
Who did you steal that from?
From one of my daughters, you know, but I'm a manly dude who shows up rocking that pink, no problem at all.
You know what? Only a real man is going to claim that with pride, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
For sure. Well, thank you. This has been great.
Roxanne Lerma, everybody, the assistant city manager here in West Covina. Thanks for welcoming us here today, all of us.
Got a lot of people out here doing a lot of different stuff. You know what I mean? There's so many different options, which is always good. You never want to go someplace and it's like, oh, there's one thing to do. I'm going to stand here in line for an hour. No, not the case at all. It's fantastic.
So the big CY, Clinton Yates.
Yes.
You were about to dig into your equipment bag here this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So there's a couple things. You know what? I'll just I'll show you right now.
All right.
So one of the things that if you saw on social when Beto and I went to the cages to prepare earlier was – you saw me grip a bat, as it's known. And so I brought out, for anybody that's going to want to use them for either teams, I brought all my bat tapes. I even copped a couple more because, you know, this is America. So some red, some white, some blue.
Oh,
but if you want to keep it, if you want to keep it sort of within the color scheme of the bat, you can also do the black and white option. So there's different ones. I have not decided yet what I'm going to do to this one because, as Ramona Shelburne just texted me, this bat is too pretty to swing. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do that or not. So we got to decide on that.
Did you remind Ramona to bring us fries from Del Taco?
She said it was too late, and she sent me a picture of her hammering one in the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was bummed. But
damn.
Means we're not going to get any tacos or fries. But so we've got the bat tape. You know, I brought some towels. What else did I bring? I brought a stool.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I also brought, where is it? This stuff.
Uh-oh.
Which, if you're a real baseball fan, you know from the smell alone. No. This is pine tar, buddy. This ain't no mitten. That's pine tar. That goes on your helmet if you want to get it there.
You brought pine tar to the game, too.
I just have pine tar.
Oh, you just have it laying
around?
It's
in the bag.
Oh, got it.
Stays in the bag.
All right, what else we got?
I brought my gloves.
Okay.
I got one first baseman's mitt.
Okay.
I got two first baseman mitts. You might have seen that on social. And
oh wow, it's like personal.
Yeah, that one's personalized. Shouts to my man Mike Sacco, who sent me another infield glove that I'm going to try to use today. It's not very broken in, so we'll see what I do.
You guys see the equipment Clinton Yates is bringing out here today?
I'm around a lot of baseball.
You're so a ball player.
Stuff. Yeah, so you know that's the deal. So we'll see how it goes today. This glove is new. I've literally never played catch with it.
Okay.
So I have to get out there and pop the glove a little bit a couple times. I guess I'll do that in the break.
Anything else in the bag of tricks over there?
I just got a couple towels and some clothes, but that's about it. Changes of clothes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's all.
I am super impressed, Coach.
Hey, thank
Coach,
you.
This is amazing.
Doing my best.
Sunflower my best. Seeds, Gatorade powder, the cooler to put the Gatorade in.
Correct.
The tape, the bats for everybody.
Don't forget the pine tar. It stinks so good.
Pine tar. Gloves for every position. I mean, this is a very impressive display, Coach. I mean, really impressive.
I'm trying, man. I want to make sure everybody has a chance to be included. And so I try to show off the stuff that makes people feel like they're welcome.
Funchy, now how you feeling? Seeing all this equipment that Coach Yates has brought?
I'm jealous because no one in our team is doing that.
Man, who cares, Funch? We got a cooler. We got two coolers.
That's two.
And we got everybody back there on Team Mason now. Everybody there, I'm taking it. It's Bethel Durant. Let me introduce myself, by the way.
Right.
Your boy who just showed up.
Nobody knows who you are.
You know me, right? Everybody there. We're watching. As soon as I'm done, we're all leaving. Get out of here,
here
Cap.
Here comes the energy.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the energy. Stick around, everybody.
No, not stick around. We're doing it now. We ain't breaking.
Oh, Beto runs the station now.
He runs everything.
Yes, get out of here.
Stick around because Beto's bringing the energy. We are at 2100 South Azusa Avenue from the West Covina Sportsplex. This is 710 ESPN. This is Shedano and Cap. Stick around, everybody.